Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Hello and welcome to episode 79 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I'm going to talk about one of my favourite subjects, and that is books. Because I think that sometimes people, when they think about books, they only think about reading books, whether that's on their tablet or Kindle device or whether it's a paperback book. But often people forget about audiobooks. And I wanted to talk about audiobooks today because I think particularly in terms of people improving their listening skills, it's something that people overlook. Because a lot of people that I work with say it's really hard in conversations with people, or particularly on the telephone where you've got no visual information. They say that listening to other people and understanding them is quite difficult and they need to work on their listening skills. But a lot of the time the things that they're doing are... they have some kind of visual element, so maybe watching a movie, watching a TV series, a documentary, YouTube videos, all these things are fine, but if you really want to, if you need to be in a situation where you have no visual information, like telephone calls, then sometimes something like a podcast or an audiobook is better because you're then relying entirely on the information that you get through your ears and are not reading information or looking at facial expressions. And also, it can be a lot of fun. I mean, I loved reading as a child, and I know that not everybody does, but I loved books. I could read from quite an early age, and audiobooks were also part of my life then. You know, I listened to books before I went to sleep, that kind of thing. So when I started German, not right at the beginning, because you can't really read a book when you're a complete beginner and you only know 50 words or so, it's very difficult because you end up looking up more words than you actually know, and to read a book that way is kind of depressing. So sometimes shorter articles or graded information, which is written for learners, is much better in that situation. But once you get to the stage where you do have a decent vocabulary, then you can start looking at books, and it doesn't have to be the most complicated book you can find or the longest book you can find. You know, start and build up gradually. But certainly for people who want to improve their English skills, audiobooks are something that you should really consider, because it's another option for you. You may not like it, which is fine, but here are 10 reasons why or how audiobooks can help you to learn English. So the first one I've touched on already is vocabulary. It's often good to hear the words being used in context, rather than just learning random vocabulary. If you remember the story where you first came across a word or how it was used, it will help you. And building your vocabulary is so important because it means that you can recognize more words, but also that you can use more words when you are speaking or writing. So any way that you can improve your vocabulary with relevant words is a good thing. Secondly, grammar. I mean, some people love reading through grammar textbooks, but most people don't. And it's really good if you can listen to or read. This applies to reading books as well. But if you can see how words are used by native speakers in books that have been published, there are sometimes mistakes in books, but there are less likely to be mistakes in books that have gone through the editing and checking phase than perhaps something you'll find on the internet. So if you see how words are used and how sentences are put together, then it will help you to get a feeling for what is right. Not always, but the more you read, sometimes you will see things in your own writing that maybe don't look right, and you may not understand the grammar rule completely or why it has to be like that, but sometimes it will flag up things for you because you're so used to seeing it done correctly. When you make a mistake, then you can go back and look and think, maybe that should be written in a different way. So as well as seeing how vocabulary is used, it's also good to see how sentences are structured and put together and what tenses are used in natural settings, rather than just reading this tense has to be used in this way, and that's good too, but practice is always good for helping you to develop your reading and writing and speaking and listening skills. Number three is also something we touched on in the introduction. It's no visual clues. It's like on the telephone. You have to use your ears. And for some people, that's something that's quite new to them, so they find it quite difficult. But certainly if you are going to be in that situation at work, it's a really good way to practice having no visual clues, no facial expressions. Because a lot of people say, oh, I hate it when I use the telephone because I can't see the other person. Well, audiobooks or podcasts, if you want something a bit shorter, are really good for that because you are relying entirely on your ears. Number four, when people are narrating audiobooks, they usually speak quite clearly. I have heard narrators that I couldn't bear to listen to in the past, but generally the publishers choose people who have a good clear voice. Maybe they use different voices for different characters, but they read clearly, they don't mumble, they don't slur their words together, so they pronounce the words clearly, and that's a really good thing if you want to listen to exactly what they're saying. And you can also change the speed as well, so I listen to everything at double speed because I have a lot to listen to, but you can slow them down as well without making them sound strange. But they usually choose people who will read well and read clearly. And this kind of reading is often clearer than what you might find in a film or something, because there the actors are trying to put drama into their words and they may speak really quickly. But that's not usually the case with audiobooks. So if you're looking for clear spoken English, that's another reason to give audiobooks a go. Number five, you can take your book anywhere. So if it's something on your phone, for example, I have a couple of apps on my phone that play audio, three in fact, that play audiobooks. You usually have your phone with you, so the book can come too, or several books can come too, so you don't have to have a heavy book in your bag or something. It just comes along with you, and you don't have to decide which one you want. If you've got a couple, then they're loaded on the app and you can take them with you. Number six, something I often say about podcasts, you can learn while doing other things. So you can be going to work, or you can be, I listen to audiobooks when I'm running, or when I am cleaning the house, different things that I have to do anyway. But if I want something to occupy my mind as well as my hands, then I take a book along with me, and it makes what I'm doing more interesting. You know, like if you're running on a running machine, for example, that's quite repetitive, but if you can listen to something at the same time, then it makes the time go a bit faster and you're also doing something interesting. So if people haven't got much time, an audiobook is good because you don't have to be looking at it, you can be doing some other activity at the same time. Number seven, for people who are saying, oh, I don't want to read stories, then that's fine, because audiobooks, you can get them on a range of subjects. There are a lot of business books, books about specific industries, books about how to do things, books about personal development, books about any kind of field in which you might be working, for tips how to improve your communication. There's so much available. So when I'm talking about audiobooks, it doesn't just have to be a story. If you don't want to listen to a story, you can also listen to books about your particular field of employment, or how to do something better that you're already doing, or how to learn something. And the other benefit of doing that is that you also learn specific vocabulary to your area of work, because that's the vocabulary that will be used in a book about that area of work. So don't think that it just has to be a story. If you don't want to listen to a story, there's so much non-fiction, information, fact-based books around, so much material, then you are bound to find something that you will enjoy. Number eight, unlike listening to the radio, if you miss something in an audiobook, you can play it again. So most players have the option of rewinding chunks or 15 seconds or something like that. So if you didn't catch something, you can rewind it, which you can't do on something like a radio programme, unless it's a podcast of a radio programme. But generally, podcasts are good because podcasts and audiobooks are good because you can replay things, even the whole chapter, if you really wanted to listen to something again. But if you just didn't catch a few words, it's easy to go back and find out what they were. Number nine, pronunciation. So not just listening to understand what you want to, what the book is about, but also improving your pronunciation. So this only works if the person speaking pronounces words in the way that you want to learn. So if you want to speak British English, this works if you find British English readers or Australian English or Canadian English, whatever, American English. But if you find readers who speak in the way that you want to, then it will help you, because sometimes you can see a word written down and you know what the word means, but you don't know how to pronounce it. So listening to other people reading text really can help with your own pronunciation as well, because you hear the words multiple times and hear how they're pronounced. Obviously, check whether this person has an accent as well, because British English can cover a lot of different things. But if you find someone who speaks in a way that you want to speak, then this tip will work. And number 10, it's fun. I understand that not everybody enjoys reading in books as much as I do. But if you find something that you enjoy, that you're interested in, or you really want to know what happens to the characters in the story, or you're interested because it's something about one of your areas of interest. I mean, I used to read German information about dogs all the time because I love dogs. So you can find a book about one of your hobbies as well. It doesn't just have to be your work interests. If you can find something that you really get into, then you will enjoy it and it will be fun. And it will probably be hard for you at the beginning if it's not something you're used to doing. But as with all things, as with speaking another language, the more you do it, the easier it will become if you don't give up at the beginning. So those are 10 reasons why audiobooks can help you and how you can use them in your language learning. And I also wanted to mention that now, as an Amazon affiliate, I have links on my website, which will be on the show notes page, which for this episode is englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode79. And remember, Kirsty is K-I-R-S-T-Y. Don't call me Christy, it makes me sad and the link doesn't work. So englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode79 is where you'll find these links. And if you subscribe to Audible, you can have a free book if you're in England or Germany. So the free book is yours to keep whether you keep up with the subscription. If you don't want to pay, then just cancel within the first month and you won't pay for your subscription, but you'll get your free book. And if you do want to carry on with the subscription, then you get a credit every month and you can spend that on any book that you want. And that is a cheaper way of doing it. If you are likely to buy more books, it's cheaper to get them on subscription than to pay the full price. I think the last book I bought would have been £18. And so having a credit, which is, it's either £8 or £10, I'm not sure, but I saved around half by having this Audible subscription. So if you are interested in doing that and you're in England or Germany, go onto the show notes page and find my links. And as long as you haven't had a free book from Audible in the last year, you can sign up for an account. And then, as I said, if you don't want to pay, just cancel within the first month and you keep your first book, which was free. If you're not in England or Germany, I'm sorry about that. I'm only an affiliate for England and Germany, but have a look on and see whether Audible is available in your country too. There may be some kind of deal for you. So not from my website, but it may be available in your country. Have a look, because Audible is in many more countries than just England and Germany. It's just England, Germany that I'm an affiliate for. So these are affiliate links, but I only promote things on my website that I enjoy and I would recommend. And as I've just said, I am an Audible member, so I do recommend them. And there are loads of books. I think it's 200,000 different titles that you can choose from. So yeah, if you're interested in getting a free audiobook, people in England and Germany, go and have a look and see if you can find something that you would enjoy listening to. And If you want to talk about any audiobooks that you can recommend, then leave me a comment on the show notes page as well. You know, what have you recently enjoyed? What books would you like to read? That kind of thing. So I'm always interested in finding out about new books, because maybe I'd like to read them too, or maybe some of the other people that are listening to this would find your recommendations interesting. Maybe it'll help them as well. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will be back again next week. Have a good week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.